Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
One more time. One more once.
That was a cat woven well into the history of Kansas City's jazz tapestry, the Count of Swing, Mr. William Count Basie. Born back in 1904, here he is with the 1955 song April in Paris. And with that tune, we venture into another themed hour of jazz on Neon Jazz, with a look into the life, work, and music of the great pianist, organist, bandleader, and composer. He is galvanized into the Kansas City jazz culture that started in 1929 when he joined Benny Moten's band and played with them until Moten's death in 1935. But he was born to play. Taught by his mom to play the piano as a child, he started performing in his teens. This led him to drop out of school. operate lights for vaudeville, and to improvise accompaniment for silent films at the local movie theater in his hometown of Red Bank, New Jersey. From there, he zigzagged around the country, finding his way back to Kansas City. With that, we meet Count Basie and begin our journey into more music from the man of this hour on Neon Jazz. Welcome. I'm your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town brimming with jazz stories, short, tall, long, and wide, with plenty of those tales pertaining to the musician of this hour, Mr. Basie. So stick around and let's keep the music going. Here's the Count with the Kansas City Six back in 1981 with the song Blues for Little Jazz. Thank you.
Kamey, Kansas City bassist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Off an essential Count Basie disc, that was the tune Volcano. Speaking of a volcano, Count was a musical metaphor for a volcano. Even though he was a natural at the piano, he preferred the drums. But he stuck with the keys. Sometimes he strayed over to the organ, but the piano was his home. As one of the finest of the swing era in the early 30s and 40s, he always had a strong rhythm section in his bands, a driving drum and bass with the power of a guitar minced in. His Count Basie Orchestra was formed in the 30s, and he led it for nearly 50 years strong. This next song is another dandy off a greatest hits compilation. Here's the tune, Basie's Basement.
Thank you. This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Had a rather elaborate catalog of music that included a lot of boogies. That one was the Hobnail Boogie. So once Basie's desire to travel took full effect, he went to Harlem, which was a supreme hotbed of jazz in 1928. Soon thereafter, he bumped into drummer Sonny Greer, who played with Duke Ellington's early band, and they began playing together. It was during this time that he also toured heavily with the vaudeville circuits and went to cities such as KC, St. Louis, New Orleans, and Chicago. Throughout his tours, Basie met many great musicians, including the great Louis Armstrong. And with that, the road was open and he was going to have a very full 80 years of life in music and beyond. As we speed on into this next song on this Basie Hour of Neon Jazz, here's the tune The Golden Bullet off a small group Studio Sides 1950-52 album. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
And Joe Jones.
Was The Count in 1957 live at Newport with the song Polka Dots and Moonbeams. So how about those Basie Casey years? When Basie joined Moton's band in 1929, the desire was to raise the band to the level of Duke Ellington's or Fletcher Henderson's. They did all right. Moton's band was classier and more respected and played in the Kansas City stomp style. Along with taking the helm on the keys, he was also a co-arranger. Moton was eventually voted out of the band, and Basie took over for several months, calling the group Count Basie and his Cherry Blossoms. Let's slip into a nice live cut from 1961 on an album called Basie of Birdland, with a song named after the man of this hour on Neon Jazz, Basie.
This is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Was another cut off the small group studio sides from the early 50s with KC Organ Blues. So when Basie finally rejoined Moton, they were on a roll in their KC best until Moton's sudden and unexpected death in 1935. Following that, Basie formed a new band that year, which included many Moton alumni, along with the addition of the legendary tenor saxophonist Lester Young. They played at the Reno Club and sometimes were broadcast on local radio. And this is where the story of the birth of the greatest Basie tune comes in to play. Late one night, with time to fill, the band started improvising. Basie liked the results and named the piece 1 o'clock Jump. Later on, Basie said this of the standard: "We hit it with the rhythm section, went into riffs, and the riffs just stuck. And it sounds like an epitaph for his career." Let's keep the count tempo rolling here. Here he is with the song Cafe Society Blues.
Thank you.
Okay, it's Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
After his Kansas City years, Basie took his orchestra to New York in 1937 and made the Woodside Hotel in Queens his base. During this time, Basie was introduced to Billie Holiday. He invited her to sing with the band, and Holiday couldn't because she had her own recording contract and preferred working with small combos. So after performing live with Holiday, the Savoy was the meeting ground for a prolific battle of the bands with Chick Webb's group. This matched Basie and Holiday with Webb and the First Lady of Song, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. In the aftermath, Metronome magazine proclaimed, "Basie's brilliant band conquers Chick's." In the end, the publicity over the big band battle gave Basie a solid boost and much wider recognition. And I think probably everybody won after that battle. Here's a tasty little 1962 cut featuring the great drummer Louis Bellson in Sweden with the song "Who Me?"
Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMille.
Thank you.
There's a nice cut from the big band era called Just an Old Manuscript. The beauty of Count was that he led several generations of listeners to the big band sound and gave us all a massive library of music to listen to for many more generations to come. Along with a lengthy body of work, Basie was remembered by many who worked with them as being considerate of musicians and their opinions. He was modest, relaxed, fun-loving, and always enthusiastic about his music. And if you ever hear an audio interview, you can hear that come through pretty clear. Here's a Count classic. From 1937 off the complete Decca recordings, here's the Roseland Shuffle, right here on Neon Jazz. After 80 years of life and music, Count left a mark on this world, on jazz, and music in a way that would be impossible to accurately quantify. But his real mark exists in his hometown of Red Bank, New Jersey, which is the home of the Count Basie Theater and the street he grew up on in Jersey, Mechanic Street, and it has the honorary title of Count Basie Way. We have to be getting out of here, but before we do, let's listen to Count do the song The Get. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a music man to count on, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear. Just talk to us. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.